Welcome to the One Great Hour of Sharing podcast, brought to you by UMCOR. Today, we're talking about the ministry of relief and hope that UMCOR is bringing around the world and how your church can get involved. Thanks for joining us as we get ready for One Great Hour of Sharing on the fourth Sunday of Lent.
Well, welcome to the One Great Hour of Sharing podcast. We've got a real treat today, Donna Spearman on the line. The One Great Hour of Sharing podcast is really that place where we're counting down to the fourth Sunday of Lent. And as we invite your church to join with us as we support the incredibly important work of UMCOR through this special Sunday. So, Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you've decided to spend some time with us today. Thank you so much.
Well, I feel it an honor that you asked me to be a part of this.
Now, so Donna, your church is in Endicott, New York. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your church?
Oh, well, it's a wonderful church. I think it started out as a smaller church, one building, and as time went by, they add more and more onto it. In fact, they actually moved the actual first building to a different corner. And we just celebrated the 175th anniversary of Central United Methodist Church.
Wow, very cool.
Yes. Well, my husband and I have been members there for approximately 37 years. We moved into the area, and actually my husband was with a different religion, and I was always United Methodist. Well, essentially, I was Methodist Episcopal until the churches united and then United Methodist. And so he visited Central with me and he really liked it. So we joined that church. And when we initially joined it, we agreed that we only wanted to be pew members. We didn't want to do a thing. And we didn't want to be a church, be with a church who was constantly asking for money. And, well, that lasted about 6 or 8 months when we started to get involved. It is a wonderful church. And one of the things that we love most about it is that it has such a phenomenal social conscience with
cool.
our community, with the United States, and then with the world at large. So that is good for us. And it's a type of church that you can be as involved as you want to, or not involved and just be there. But it's hard to just sit there when you see the suffering all around you in our world, in our nation, and in our city, and not be a part of it. So that's what's good about Central. Wonderful social life.
Absolutely. So you just got plugged in, even though you didn't want to. You
know, we didn't want to. We both were, beginning our careers and worked, and the last thing we wanted was meetings and to be forced in some type of social setting. But that soon passed.
Nice. Well, how does your church celebrate One Great Hour of Sharing?
Oh, we love One Great Hour of Sharing at Central. First, we start in the summer with trying to plan what special offerings we're going to lift. And we always put One Great Hour of Sharing in it. And that is passed by the church council. So as we approaching the time of the year, we order through the missions council, we order envelopes for the special offering. And we put something in our newsletter the month before. And the week before, we have something in the bulletin like, hey, folks, you know, we want you to be aware that next Sunday we're going to take a special offering. And we have what we call a minute speaker. And they've had me to do it. So anyone that knows me, it's not a minute. But I try really to tailor it to 3 minutes. And we tell the church a little bit about One Great Hour Sharing and UMCOR and how their money is used. And that's a way that everyone can participate. If you can't do hands-on with making medical kits or school supply kits or being going on a mission trip, everyone can participate with getting some money. And we can also point out that there are other national organizations who do attend to the same disasters that we are, but there are administrative costs involved in that. 100% of the donation our parishioners give goes to One Great Hour of Sharing.
Now, when you've talked with people over the years, obviously you've been a booster for it for One Great Hour of Sharing and UmCore, specifically. How have you explained to them, how does One Great Hour of Sharing kind of work to empower UmCore, to fulfill the church's call to help those greatest in need? Let's kind of pull that apart a little bit more. Explain that.
Well, I sort of think of UmCore as the engine that drives the whole program. And that's just the colloquialism for me. And they're the people who can tell us what is happening and what type of things that we want to be a good Samaritan for. And I try to remind them that when Christ had that story about a good Samaritan, it wasn't ethnically bound. It wasn't national bound. It's for a person in need. And that is the way that we can share God's love. Few of us can actually go on a mission trip, but we do have people in our church who have been on mission trips. Some people associated with our church. They've been to Haiti. They've been to Africa. So, we try to incorporate those people to tell what kinds of things that they do. And, we use the colloquialism, if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach him how to fish, he eats for a lifetime. And that's the type of thing we do. We tell them about the number of agricultural things that we do when we're in a setting. And with the seeds, we tell them about teaching about cleanliness, about water and about food. So it's more than just going there and building a school or building a building. And then, of course, with the tsunami, with Katrina, with Sandy Hook, those things were so visible nationally on television. And we can always point that, okay, this is something that we did. And in our own area, we had a terrible flood, the second terrible flood that we had 3 years ago, and UmCore was also here. And, it's not always the hands-on actually building, rebuilding, although they did a lot of that. I don't know what they call it, mud slingers or something, but they worked on that end and trying to restore a lot of historical stuff that was lost in pictures. But the other thing is, they had coordinators that they placed here who could help to bring together the volunteers that were established locally here and teach them what needed to be done and how to do it.
Right. Very, I had heard about that flood in your area.
Yes.
There was one like 30 years ago or something like that, and they rebuilt, and then it didn't, and then the flood overcame the kind of flood works that were built there.
That's correct. And we also had, that was the one 30 years ago, and we had one, I think it was 6 years ago. And of course, when we had that, we were never going to have another one, right. 30 years, sure enough, we did.
Oh, wow.
And it was rather frightening, because our church, Central United Methodist Church, was a church that was a shelter. So the first evening that, the cots were there and the people were cooking and we were a shelter, guess what happened? The church started to flood.
Oh my goodness!
Basically. So we had to move those people out.
Oh wow, wow! So that must be amazing for you to kind of see both ends of this. You've kind of been a booster for UmCore and for One Great Hour Sharing, but then also be able to receive some support as well from from UmCore. That's got to be an amazing experience.
It is, and part of what we consider our responsibility is to make our church community, our church family, aware of that, because there's this nebulous thing, that we're giving money to,
right.
And we seem to always think that it's going to be abroad, but it was used here also.
Right.
It's very empowering.
Now, what would you say to a church leader? There's church leaders that are tuned in today that are still kind of sitting on the fence. They're like, I don't know. We had a really busy time leading up to Easter this year. What would you say to them to encourage them to participate and become a part of One Great Hour of Sharing?
Well, the first thing I would encourage them to do is just look on the website. I would like for them to be in touch with their missions committee if they have one. And the missions committee council puts out a magazine that is wonderful, that always has stories about what UmCore is doing. And I read some of those, look at the pictures. And if they just I don't know, asked even neighboring churches. Anyone can tell you someone who's been to Zimbabwe, who's been to Kenya, who's been to Haiti, you know, and of course about the tsunami. So, I mean, if you hear those kinds of things, hey, folks, it's a once a year offering. No one knows what you give. Even if you give a dollar, that's $1 more than we had. And I cannot imagine being during that time of Easter and Eastertide of not wanting to contribute toward this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Donna, I really appreciate you being on the show today. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close up?
Just that I'm just amazed at the things that we do in maternal health in some of these countries who, you know, have not for a long time had anything established about giving birth. And a lot of mothers have been lost in childbirth. And through UMCOR, we've made some strides in that area.
Absolutely.
And that's something that's dear to my heart.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Donna. Have a great day, and thanks for being a part of the show today.
Thank you for asking me, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the One Great Hour of Sharing podcast. We want your church to join us for this special Sunday that supports the vital work of UMCOR. Drop by umcor.org for more information on how to get involved.